د لویو بخونکو چیښتن په نوم از هوا اولتر معذرت ما قبول کنین که نیم ساعت زیادتر وقت گرفت. موضوعات مهم بود، امید است با بزرگواریتان ببخشیم. ما تا دیویار زاید چنن در ناتو جنرال سکرتر خاقل ستولنبرگ چه پخوا در ناروی صدر ازم و افغانستان که تشریف لری. اول مرحله که زغوارم لدوینه او در ناتو لطولو گردون که اون که مامالی کنه مننوگ. دوی مکسره اوگه پوگه دریدلی دی او چو زره دناتو اسکر او ملکی افراد دخاوری که زانونه قربانی کری من نه. همیشه با دوی ایموک پیادی همدارنگه پودود ده درس زر و نفر رو زخمی سیم. ناتو مخصوصا په تیرو 15 کالو که د افغانستان د امنیتی ځواکو د پیاوړي کولو دپاره لویه پانګه اچولي. نتیجه ای سرمایه‌گذاری یک پروگرام بسیار موفق انتقال امنیتی بود و امروز میخواهیم از جناب سکرتر جنرال ابراز امتنان کنیم و هم بر از اینا و هم بر تمام مردم و ممالکی که در ناتو هم گرفتن اطمینان بدیم که در 31 دسامبر سال جاری 2014 ماموریت گذشته ناتو به اختتام موفقانه میرسد. هم به اینا مبارک و هم به قوای امنیتی افغانستان مبارک. در ظرف 3 سال گذشته قوای امنیتی ما قدم به قدم در 5 مرحله مسئولیت دفاع وطن و مسئولیت سرتاسری حفاظت حاکمیت ملی افغانستان با عهده گرفتن. بعد از 31 دسامبر 2014 تنها و تنها قوای افغانی مسئولیت استعمال سلاح را در افغانستان خود داشت. اما معنی 31 دسامبر 2014 ختم همکاری ما با ناتو نیست، آغاز یک مرحله جدید است. و از جناب سکرتر جنرال ما تشکر میکنم که پروگرام از مراسخ با قوت تمام انشالله تعالی از اول جنوری 2015 عملی خواهد شد. فرق در ایست که در این پروگرام اینها ممت خواهد بودند که در تقویه تعلیم و امکانات امر ما کمک خواهد کرد و فعلا تعهدات واضح در بخش وجود داره. مشترکاً ما تفصیلات با هم عملی خواهد کردیم و به نتیجه دلخواه خواهد رسیدیم. در عین حال ما میخوایم که از اینا و تمام رؤسای جمهور و رؤسای حکومت ممالک شامل به ناتو و همچنین ممد ناتو ابراز تشکر کنم که تعهدات را که در کنفرانس شیکاگو برای دهه آینده که ما نامش دهه تحول گذاشتیم اینا هنوز متعهد به پرداخت است. قوای مسلح افغانستان، قوای امنیتی افغانستان با شهامت از این خاک دفاع میکنن، اما امکانات مالی ما هنوز هم بدبختانه کم است و از این جهت تایید این تعهدات که امروز اینها به صورت واضح ایره تکرار کردن موجب اطمینان ما باید باشه. اما در عین حال باید په دې پوسو چې د افغانستان راتلونکی بیل دی نه چې موږ یو پیاوړی اقتصاد منځته راوړو او د خپلو ځواکو د تامین وجه له ملي منابعو نه پیدا نه کړو دا امکان پذیره نه ده. او نو ځکه موږ مصمم یو چې افغانستان کې داسې یو اقتصاد منځته راوړو چې د هغه په اساس باندې دا وطن په خپلو پښو ودرېږي. البته په خپلو پښو درېدل مانا یې دا نه ده چې نړۍ نه بېلېږو، بالعکس نړۍ سره موږ اقتصادي اړیکې به ورځ په ورځ پیاوړې کېږي. د آخر نه بحث سکرتر جنرال ناتو بلکه بحث یک سیاست مدار معظم ناروی که چند بار صدارت ناروی را انجام دادن. ما میخوایم که اول بگویم که ناروی مملکت تنها مملکت است در دنیا که وقتی که منابع سرشار طبیعی را پیدا کرد ای تدبیر داشتن که شکار مصرف منابع طبیعی نشه. اینا اولین مملکت بودن که یک صندوق بر نسل‌های آینده ساختن و از مصارف بیجا جلوگیری کردن. بنابراین ناروی یک مثال است بر افغانستان که مملکتی که ما دارای منابع بسیار سرشار طبیعی استیم میخواییم مدیریت از این منابع را به شکل کنیم که با شفافیت و حسابدهی کامل نسل‌های آینده افغانستان از این منابع سهم بگیرند. و به حیث صدر اعظم سابق ناروی خواهش ما ایست که در این بخش بازم از همکاریاتان دریغ نکنید. به افغانستان بسیار خوش آمدین. سفر اولتان نیست اما سفر اولتان به حیث سکرتر جنرال ناتوس و این ما را قوت قلب میده که شما در ابتدای کارتان انتخاب کردین که به افغانستان تشریف بیارین و یک صفحه نو در همکاری ما آغاز کنیم و فصل گذشته را با عزت و سربلندی به انجام برسانیم. تشکر.
Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to express that I'm really pleased to be here in Kabul and also to be together with the President. And thank you so much, President Ghani, for the warm welcome and for the excellent meeting. It lasted a bit longer than planned, but that's just an expression of the close relationship we are developing between Afghanistan and NATO, and we are building on the relationship we have developed for so many years. I'm also grateful to the Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Abdullah, for our very productive meeting earlier today. And you have both shown great leadership in setting up the National Unity Government. And you have both shown your commitment to a partnership on behalf of the Afghan people. And I salute your leadership, and I strongly welcome your commitment. These are key for the democratic and united and stable development of Afghanistan. NATO and our partners have stood with Afghanistan for more than a decade. The ISAF mission brought together 50 nations, the largest coalition in recent history. And that's great for all of us that we have been able to work so close together. And together we have done what we set out to do. Our nations are safer and Afghanistan is stronger. We owe this to the courage and the sacrifice of our troops. We have made our nations safer by pursuing the international terrorists who used Afghanistan as a safe haven to launch horrific attacks. And we have made Afghanistan stronger by helping building capable national security forces. And together we have created the conditions for a better future for Afghan men, women and children. This progress has come at a great cost to NATO, to our partners and to Afghanistan. We will hold those who lost their lives in our memory, and we must honor by remaining committed to our joint efforts all those who lost their lives and which we are going to honor by staying committed to our common cause. At the end of this year, Afghan forces will assume full responsibility for the security of this country. And I am confident that they are ready. I have seen some of you, of your command units today, and they are very impressive. And you can be truly proud of them. And of all the 350,000 soldiers and police who will continue to protect Afghanistan every day. Next year, we will open a new chapter. The future of Afghanistan will be in Afghan hands. But our support will continue. We will start a new mission to train, advise, and assist Afghan forces. We will also continue our financial support. And as President Ghani and I discussed, we want to further develop our long-term partnership with Afghanistan. At the same time, we count on our Afghan partners to play their part and to live up to the commitments they made. I look forward to the timely completion of the parliamentary process of our Status of Forces Agreement and to further progress on good governance, the rule of law, and human rights, including the rights of women. And I commend you, Mr. President, for your strong personal leadership as you move forward on all these vital issues. I invited you, Mr. President, to our NATO ministerial meeting in the beginning of December, and I'm honored to announce that you accepted the invitation and that the President will join us at our NATO ministerial meeting the 2nd of December. I also invited the Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Abdullah, to attend the same meeting. The Afghan people have chosen the path of peace and democracy, and I am here to confirm NATO's continued commitment to stand with you. So thank you so much, Mr. President, and also thanks to Chief Executive Dr. Abdullah for welcoming me today. I wish you well, and I look forward to working closely together with both of you at this decisive times of Afghanistan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. Four questions? Yes, please. If you could use a mic,
yes,
please.
Mr. President, you will soon have to deal with the insurgency by yourself. What do you see as the biggest challenges, and for how long do you expect the NATO to support you? Thank you.
Well, what's the biggest opportunity? Let me turn your question around. The biggest opportunity is that this government that represents the absolute majority of the people is enabled to turn the Afghans who hitherto have seen themselves as being subjects into citizens, carriers of rights and carriers of obligation. When we are united and when we are determined to overcome obstacles, history has shown that nothing can prevent us. There are lots of small obstacles, but let me assure you of our capabilities. Afghanistan is here to endure the way we've endured for 5,000 years. We are a people of psychological certitude. We know who we are, and we are determined to be who we are. But we are also very much a people living in the 21st century. 36% of our women voted. They are keen to change the old image into the new. We are a young country. While ancient, our youth want opportunities, they welcome globalization. Our desire is for peace, and for sustainable peace, so that peace will be enduring. We see ourselves as the roundabout of Asia. We are a people determined and a government to make sure that forces that are otherwise good forces that are otherwise seen as contention meet on a platform of cooperation. So I see the opportunities. We will overcome the challenges no matter what they are.
ډیر زه تمنه ابراهیم صاحب لمړی خو د ناتو سرمنشي ته هرکلی کوي افغانستان ته زما سوال له تاسو څخه دی ولسمشر دوه ورځې مخکې که درې ورځې مخکې د په افغانستان کې د ناتو امریکایي ځواکونو عمومي قوماندان جنرال جان کیمبل یو بهرنی رسنۍ سره مرکه کې ویلي چې تاسو ورسره ژمنه کړې ده چې د طالبانو وسلوال مخالفینو پر ضد په عملیاتو کې به هغه قیودات لري کوي چې پخواني ولسمشر حامد کرزي وضع کړي وو. دا هغه جنجالي موضوع چې د ولسمشر کرزي پر مهال مطرح وه، د شپنی عملیات و خپل سر عملیات وو. تاسو څه ډول ژمنه ورسره کړې ده جنرال کیمبل سره؟ مننه.
مننه. امنیتي وضع اقدامات غواړي. ما خپل امنیتي قواو ته هدایت ورکړی چې بهترین طریقه چې په هغې کې هم زموږ ملکي خلک همیشه محفوظ او هم زموږ عسکر او پولیس شهادت ته ونه رسیږي هغه طریقې ما ته وړاندې کړي او هغه باندې به فیصله کړو. دغه هدایت ده، دغه باندې دوی بوخت دي او په دې اساس باندې پس له ډېر غور او دقت نه به فیصله کړو.
مننه کوم. زه حامد مایارم د شمشاد ټلویزیون څخه. ښاغلی ولسمشر، اوس مهال په ډیرو ولایتونو کې امنیت مخ پر خرابېدو ده او تاسو به هم شاید انوستئ تیر کال په دې وخت کې هیڅ هم امنیتي ستونزې به کمېدې. تاسو څومره مناسبه بولئ چې اوس د روان کال د ډسمبر تر پایه ناټو ځواکونه له افغانستان څخه وځي؟ مننه.
مننه له تاسو نه. زه دا مطلق مناسبه بولم چې ناټو ځواکونه له افغانستان نه وځي، ځکه موږ او تاسې په ډېر اوږد تاریخ کې افغانانو یوازې یو وار اجماع وکړله چې بین المللي قوې راسي او دلته موږ سره مرسته وکړي. اوس په فضل د خدای او د ولس د ارادې په اساس هم ملي اردو هم ملي پولیس ټول رضاکار دي. کوم څوک هم مجبور کړی که رضاکاره نه وایي تاسو به نن په اردو کې وایي په دې ځواني باندې. نو د افغانستان د خلکو اراده ټینګه ده. زه د ټولو امنیتي ځواکونه مننه کوم چې د رضاکار پیس باندې ګډون کوي. موږ د هغه خلکو شاهدان یو چې څلورم وار دپاره بیا په رضاکانه توګه یې د نوم ثبت کړی. مانا دا نه ده، بله مانا یې دا نه ده چې دنیا موږ یوازې پرېږدي. د ناتو ماموریت په اول د جنوري کې بدلیږي چې موږ ته مرسته وکړي په تمویل کې، په تعلیم کې او په هغو امکاناتو باندې چې تجهیز باندې دي. نو دا یو نوی فصل ده. د دې فصل په اساس باندې به موږ مخکې لاړ شو. اوسنۍ نارامیګانې د یو ماحول تغییر ده چې ټول منځنی ختیځ او اسلامي نړۍ پکې نښتی دي. یو مملکت نن له بل مملکت نه بیل نه ده. دا خطرات تغییر کوي او ځکه باید په دې ورخطا نسو. موږ ډېره ټینګه اراده لرو چې د یو منسجم او هر اړخیز پروګرام په چوکاټ کې نه یوازې امنیت راوړو، بلکه هغه شی چې ضروری ده چې اقتصادي وده ده او بالاخره سوله ده. د ملي وحدت حکومت ټینګ اراده لري چې باید افغانستان کې سوله راسي او په راتلونکي میاشتو کې موږ په تدبیر او په تدریج دا ملي هدف به انشاءالله تعالی ترلاسه کړو. Yes, please. Yes.
Thank you. President Ghani, your predecessor was not certainly best friends with the former Secretary General, but now you're both in a honeymoon period, you're forging a new partnership. How would you describe your personal relationship? And Secretary General Stoltenberg, what is the furthest NATO is prepared to go if things get worse in backing Afghan forces in the sky, in targeting Taliban leaders, and with a commitment to when? To 2016? To 2024?
Please.
We are going to do what we have planned to do and what we have agreed to do, and that is to, first of all, to end the ISAF mission in a orderly and responsible way. Then we are focusing on how we are going to learn to launch the rescue support mission on the 1st of January. And that is an important mission because that's the way we are going to continue to be present in Afghanistan by training, advising and assisting Afghan forces and Afghanistan, making them even more able to take full responsibility of their own security. Then, in addition, as the President said, we are going to finance, we are going to make good on our pledges, promises on financial contributions to the Afghan National Security Forces. And we are looking into the long-term relationship, how we can develop a long-term partnership. So we are ending the combat mission, meaning that we are not going to be engaged in combat operations anymore. So we are starting a new chapter, a chapter where the responsibility for the future of Afghanistan is in the hands of the Afghans. We can do that because we have done what we set out to do. Our nations are safer, Afghanistan is stronger, and that's the reason why we are able to move into this new chapter where we're going to focus on train, assist, and advise. When it comes to the duration of the rescue support mission, there has not been any decision taken on the duration. So that's something we're going to discuss later on. But our main focus now is to launch the rescue support mission as planned, the 1st of January, being a mission which aims at training, assisting, and advising.
Let me first thank the Secretary General for having invited me to the NATO ministerial meeting at the beginning of December, which would be just before the London conference. I'm honored to accept. And I begin with that because we need to form a new discourse, a new way of relating, and new mechanisms for our cooperation. President Karzai's relation with NATO was not personal. It took place in the context of immense use of force, and whenever immense force is used, it leads to complications. And containing of those was the reason the President Karzai so graciously asked me to lead the security transition. And I think history will bear witness that our security transition not once got to your press pages, because we were focused on a clear objective, delineating a very clear process that I had the honor of suggesting and persuading. And thirdly, we adjusted to each other's changing context. So we have a recipe for cooperation. This is not a question of a honeymoon. It is a question of creating a sustainable partnership. Honeymoons come and go. Sustainable partnerships endure. Our relation with NATO countries, first of all, derives from a sense of mutual threat. Afghanistan is the front line where NATO country citizens can either live peaceful lives or their lives can be disrupted. Globalization both has enormously good aspects, but it also has ugly aspects. And the ugly aspect of globalization means that there are no fortresses. No country can be turned into a fortress, no continent can be turned into a fortress. Europe cannot be a fortress, nor can the United States. We share a common faith that threats have brought us, but the threats were a negative driver of our partnership. Now we are focusing on value propositions that would bring us forth to sustain and deepen and broaden this. Rights of women, rights of citizens, rule of law, democratic governance, well-being, governing of our natural resources, cooperating on environmental issues. So I see a very rich field, and no one better suited than my good friend Mr. Stoltenberg to initiate and further this. Both of us are beginning with jobs, so give us please a break so that we can.
And let me just add one thing related to this question of our personal relationship, and that is that I agree with the president, with President Ghani, that to use the phrase honeymoon is not, what should I say, a very precise way of describing our relationship. Honeymoon is something which is very nice, and that's good to have. But it's not the right way of describing our relationship, partly because the honeymoon is when you start the relationship. But we have had a relationship for many years. So there are two, what should I say, grown-up men who are working on a long-term relationship, and we are developing that together. And I really appreciate to be able to develop my relationship with President Ghani in his new capacity as president and my new capacity as Secretary General of NATO. But we have been working together, we have met before, and we know each other from our previous capacities. And that makes it even better, and I'm even more certain that we will be able to have a close, good working relationship in our two new capacities.
Thank you.
Please.